Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the Royals had a winless homestand. We're going to talk more about it after What's Trending, but 0-6 in games against the Yankees and the A's that don't even really have a home. It was an embarrassing homestand. Off day today before they head down to Texas to take on the Rangers. If you were just curious where the Royals currently sit, they are now 34-38, losing 6 in a row, obviously. They're 3 games back of the final wild card spot. But the teams in front of them, well, there's the Guardians, there's the Rangers, there's the Red Sox, there's the Twins, before you get to the Mariners, who occupy the final wild card spot. Weirdly enough, though, in the division, everybody in the AL Central is on a losing streak. The Tigers have lost 2 in a row. The Twins have lost 4 in a row. The Guardians have lost 3 in a row. The Royals, 6 in a row. The White Sox have lost 5 in a row. So the entire division is in a funk. None bigger than the Royals.
2 games out from second place in the division. And, you know, the schedule doesn't lighten up. You get the Padres on your eyes and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Ohtani, he's pitching tonight.
Yes, so. I'm excited about that to see Ohtani pitching again.
J.J. Spahn wins the U.S. Open. I thought it was fantastic, man. Down to the stretch, you know, this guy bogeys 5 of his first 6. Great story, 3 a.m. He's running out and getting some cough medicine because his kid's throwing up. You know, it's Father's Day. The challenge of the U.S. Open and how tough it was. Then you had in the rain that came in. But just to sit there and sink that putt like he did when he didn't exactly have to sink that, but it would have set up a lot of pressure for the last one. But I enjoyed the U.S. Open. I thought it was great.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it later. I told you guys, I'm in the minority. I understand. I didn't really enjoy it. I don't enjoy watching the best in the world, like, literally just have to go out there and try to survive just to break par. Just not my thing. And I know a lot of you guys enjoyed it. Didn't help that the names weren't all that big on the leaderboard. To me, it was the least entertaining major that we've had so far, by far, in 2025. If we're all like, yeah, but that final putt, that's the point. It took the final putt saved it from having zero memorable moments of the entire weekend. So that's just my opinion on it. But elsewhere on What's Trending, the NBA Finals is tonight. Bink, we've got the Thunder and the Pacers. Drew, I know we'll talk more about that as well later on in the show, where the Thunder are 9.5-point favorites tonight. Updated series pricing for this one. The Thunder are -520 to win the NBA Finals. Feels like we might be in the middle of a 3-game run for the Thunder, including the one they already won. Like, they just might win the final 3. So, as in the one a couple nights ago, tonight, and then just they just run right through it and wrap it up in 6.
I'm shocked Drew's not rocking some Indiana Pacers gear.
Yeah, what?
Like, I'm actually surprised.
He's waiting to see if they win tomorrow or tonight, and then maybe tomorrow he'll wear it, but he doesn't think they're winning tonight.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he doesn't think they're winning.
I think they've got a legit shot tonight because they're going to bounce back.
The way so sure that it, you think that.
The way that it slipped through their hands, unfortunately, the other night, that was really unfortunate. I mean, they had it. They were up by 7 to start the quarter. Things were looking good. And then everything that could have gone wrong kind of did over the
Would
course of time.
Would this mean SGA anything to you if they were to come back and win the series? Like, in the grand scheme of things. would this mean something to you at all?
Yeah. Like,
would you rather see the Pacers win three, or would you rather see the Bengals just win one?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Would I rather the Pacers win three NBA Finals?
Or 50 of your college teams.
He's saying, would you rather see the Pacers win a national championship or Joe Burrow win a Super Bowl? That's what
I would
asking.
Rather see the Bengals win a Super Bowl, I think. But in terms of like my fandom, I like the Pacers. It would mean like, the Colts have won in Indy. As much as that meant, it would mean double, if not more.
That meant something to you?
I'm saying for the city of Indianapolis. I think a Pacers finals win would mean double, triple what a Colts Super Bowl meant to that city, because it's Indiana and it's basketball. It would mean a ridiculous amount.
I don't know, man. Manning was like a god in that state.
I know, but it's basketball, Bink. In 49 states, it's just basketball, but not Indiana, Bink. Not Indiana.
Rafael Devers, by the way, I mentioned that we all know he was traded from Boston to Frisco. Didn't want to play first base. Got third base taken away from Bregman, so he was unhappy. But according to reports I've seen, he's okay with playing first base in Frisco. Obviously, I can play third because Matt Chapman's there, even though he's hurt, but he's willing to do what it takes to be a team guy, man. Is he changing?
Right, that's hilarious. I hope he actually is truly going to do that now that he's not in Boston. I don't know what the heck the Red Sox are doing, I'll be honest. This is it. Like the return, the Giants are taking a lot of the money, too. That's part of it, I believe. But I don't know, man. This isn't Mookie Betts trade bad, but it's a little weird. It's a little weird to me again. I don't get the decision by the Red Sox organization. Elsewhere in What's Trending, we'll wrap it up. With a couple things, including the KC Current picked up another win over the weekend. They have won 12 of their last 13 matches at CPKC Stadium, if you include some of the other competitions they do as well. And they're dominating, outscoring their opponents 34-6. Also,
the Chiefs showed up and watched it.
Andy Reid was there. Yeah, look, the games are a ton of fun. They're back at home again, two in a row, this Friday night, I believe, as well. Sporting KC, unfortunately, they fell to FC Dallas 4-2.
I was there at the game this weekend.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram. You're right next door. You might as well go to some matches.
Yeah, there are some very...
You and the wife go or what?
Me and my parents went.
That's right. Actually, your parents were in town.
I'm sure this is way in every city. There are some very foul-mouthed fans.
No.
Holy smokes. I'm just saying.
Did you text guest services during that?
No. I'm just saying more than NFL games, more than college football. I don't know what it was. The ref was particularly bad in moments, but it was pretty bad.
Really? You thought there was more cursing at a Sporting KC game that you haven't been to Arrowhead yet, in fairness.
I've been to a few NFL games where things have not gone well, but there was more derogatory comments, I think, made at... And I don't know if it's because it was hot and sticky and humid. And
it was Father's Day,
everybody's
wasn't it?
On top of each other, essentially, because there's a lot of people there and everything like that, if it was just irritating them. But there were some aggressive comments made from fans during the game.
Were you cussing?
No.
Why not?
I don't...
Be part of the group.
I wasn't going to join in.
No. And last but not least, you can't forget this. Joey Chestnut's officially going to be part of the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
I'm sorry. I ended the What's Trending music earlier.
No, you should. No, I'm just saying. I actually ready to wrap it up and everything. This is actually one of the most important things. It's an icon
Joey Chestnut
coming
is back.
Back
for your hot dog eating contest. I know you're excited.
Think of the 4th of July. Think of Joey Jones.
Have you ever gone up to Coney Island to watch it?
Never have. I've watched it, but I've never been to Coney Island.
You need to find a way to get Bing up to Coney Island.
I've had George Shea on the show before, the guy that does all the introductions.
He's actually great.
I'll
give you that. The intros from that guy hyping up the competitors is pretty funny.
No script at all or anything. Just boom, he knows it.
That is true. I'll give you that. All right, that is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, it is a Monday. I want to shout out our lunch partner over at 30 Hop. It is a great spot any day of the week, but especially on Mondays, because they have their $5.99 classic burgers throughout the day today. It's your new go-to, an American bar and kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, great patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. They're located out in Lee Summit and right down the street from us here in Merriam over at Merriam's Grand Station. That's the location I've gone to a couple of times as well. They're a proud lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Stop in for some lunch. Stay for happy hour. 30hop.com. That's 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio.
Had me at local beer.
There you go. That's right, man. Great spot, just down 100%. The street. Just down the street. All right, let's talk some Royals baseball. They finished the homestand, as we said, 0-6. Players-only meeting happens on Saturday. Yesterday was just another gut punch. Should have won that game. We've been saying that quite a bit.
I wonder if there's cussing, Alex.
Drew's over there.
There was some booing.
Drew wasn't happy with the cursing at Kauffman Stadium either.
You know, it wasn't even... It was... The ref was really bad, but they were going at the sport, Drew.
Yeah,
I'm just saying they were going at him. They got to relax.
So for starters, we were already talking about kind of where the blame falls at this point in time. I'll say it again, as we've said on Friday as well. Nothing changed over the weekend. In fact, it only got worse. And that is, I just don't think even today on an off day, today's the day where if you were going to make some sort of staff change, today's the day to do that. You cannot maintain status quo on a team that has the expectations that they have or had, however you want to phrase it, right? Based off of if you still believe that they do it before they get on the charter to Texas. And I'm talking, I'm talking about the hitting staff.
I know.
The players are ultimately the most responsible. We all agree on that. They've made the changes with the players. There's only so many of those you can make. And at some point, yeah, you say this team is what they are, but you should try to exercise every option possible to get this thing corrected. And other than going out and making a trade, and I will still at this point believe that there's not really big time trades to be had yet. I understand Rafael Devers, as I said over and over, I think that's a very extreme circumstance, or extenuating circumstance, I should say, based off of his character and handling of things in Boston since the season started. And I was surprised to see that trade go down. So what is left? Well, it's something with your approach at the plate and how you're coaching and developing that, right? They're not making a managerial change, nor should they, by the way. But teams all the time, when you have a high bar and you're historically bad, franchise-wise, historically bad on offense, that's what they are right now. You can't just say, status quo. Alex Zumwalt, somebody has to be held responsible for a season that has gone the way it has offensively. You know, they're fortunate because of pitching that this isn't a team that's 10 or 12 games under 500. They're not that level because the pitching is there. There is still, in my opinion, the question of, hey, what they should be, buyers and sellers and all that. But Bink, I'm at the point now where, and I think most Royals fans are, like, they want to see some sign of accountability at this point in time. You can hold a players only meeting. Those just don't really do anything.
Relatively few things you can do. Obviously, the hitting coach, it's something that's the easiest thing you can do to make a difference. I think also the mentality, just the mental switch from these players, because you can see a certain aggressiveness when the Royals are in scoring position, just how they're pitched. You know, guys going inside, that they let them do it. They don't take out after them. I mean, again, I think a good mix-up for the Royals would be good. Hey, we're not going to take this crap anymore. And you go out and do it. That's why I was so disappointed that Noah Cameron didn't get another inning yesterday, just for the fact that this team is desperate to win. And here you got a guy that you pulled after five innings and seven strikeouts, but they were desperate for that win. But yes, the hitting coach, it's about the only thing that you can do to spark anything, because you're not going to, switching the manager doesn't matter. Obviously, your players are your players. They're good. You've made all the decisions of, getting rid of player Hunter Renfro's of the world. Those are minor decisions the team's made, but your core is your core, and it's going to be your core going forward. You just don't want to see this pitching staff being wasted. You don't want to see only two American League teams with better ERAs from starters, three American League teams with better ERAs from relievers. You don't want to waste that. And that was going to be the question. How's good is Chris Bubich going to be? Is he going to stay in the rotation? Well, he's been great, except for that one game against the Yankees, but it should have been different because the Jazz Chisholm thing was an extra out that they had. But again, he calmed down and settled down and did his deal. And Noah Cameron, that's been a breath of fresh air, how good he's been that they weren't expecting. But you got to take advantage of these situations because you weren't hurt with injuries. You've actually been helped going forward, and you don't want to waste that part of your team because that part of your team's elite.
Right, and I think they recognize, because of how good the pitching has been, that there's a sense of responsibility to make sure that you do everything possible to better the team, therefore better the offense. We had J.J. Pecola on the show a couple weeks ago, and he acknowledged that they feel like an obligation to a certain extent because of how good the pitching has been. We're now starting to see the pitching come back down to earth slightly, not to
but
a concerning
right
level.
Statistically, just
but
right
offensively, they've been bad from opening day. And again, historically bad. It's as bad as it's been as a franchise. Hopefully tomorrow, by the way, we usually will have J.J. Pecola on a Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have him join us tomorrow to talk more about where they're at. But someone was asking, you know, this organization, do they make in-season changes? Not with the exact, actually, yeah, it would be with the exact regime. I mean, Terry Bradshaw was the hitting coach at one point in time in May of 2022. Yeah, May of 2022, they made that change. And that, so that was in season.
You saw when Brett did it with a good baseball
team?
So
they have done it. I'm with you that I don't know if they're willing to make the move today. I think they should. I think you have to send a message. And I'm not like telling you that you get rid of your hitting coach and suddenly everything is fixed immediately. But again, it's the expectation. It's the accountability aspect of it. Different voice. And I know there's like three voices involved. Everybody knows Alex Zumwalt's name, but there's other hitting coaches on the staff. You got to shake something up, whether it's moving roles around. Something has to give. You cannot just stay status quo. And the players, we all know they're being held accountable. Fans hold them accountable. The organization has demoted guys. All that's true. But at some point, when does it get to a coaching level? And that's, to me, what I think is necessary at this point in time.
Because something's not clicking with runners in scoring position. They're still hitting. I mean, they're still getting hits and getting on base and doing that kind of thing. But just when the runners are in scoring position, it's got to be a mentality switch from these players. Because, again, other teams are taking advantage of the Royals. They're throwing inside at them. They're hitting them. They're doing different things. And the Royals aren't doing anything about it. And the minute that you let teams just keep walking over you in certain situations, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it in those dire situations, runners in scoring position, they got to score, and they start to fret about it. Just like last night when the Royals, you know, had that drop ball and they get on base. Like, that usually works. That's like getting a walk. I mean, it usually works out for a team when something like that happens and you get essentially get a fourth out. Like, that usually helps that team. That part needs to switch. All right, let's take advantage of the situation like we've seen other Royals teams do it in the past. But I think there becomes a mentality difference with this team with runners in scoring position and just how the other teams play them.
Yeah, someone says from 913-586-7965, by the way, the Jay Southland Toe Service text line. Someone says, hey, the coaches don't have them swinging up balls out of the zone, watching meatballs for strikes. No, players ultimately are the most accountable. We'll get back into this in the 1 o'clock hour, but we were divvying up the blame game, if you will, that everybody loves to play. And all three of us had the biggest chunk of the blame for this offense on the players. Because, yeah, that's exactly how this game is played and how it works. But you have to also have, I think, a decent chunk on the hitting staff and the hitting coaches on this team. I will also argue, though, while, yes, there's sometimes, you know, the player in terms of executing, but swinging out of the zone and watching certain pitches, some of that is a coaching philosophy one way or the other, right? And then maybe now we're so far into this thing being a mess offensively.
It's so more advanced that now where you can watch the video and everything during the game.
But I also think we're so far into the season of offensive failure now where there's guys that are pressing and there's frustration, and that's why the players-only meeting is happening.
That's why I thought it was so crucial to win that game yesterday. Just find a way to win that game.
I agree. Well, you would have had some different vibes at least on an off day heading to Texas. Not that this homestand was disastrous already.
I'm curious when the charter leaves. Because, you know, they're going to leave this afternoon at some point. Because you're not going to bring your hitting coach with you on the charter flight to Texas. Mm-hmm. You're going to make the move before you do that. That's why expecting if something does happen, it happens soon. Because, like I said, Devers, he was getting ready to board the charter flight to Seattle. And he took an Uber back to get his car because he'd been traded. Uh-huh. So they wait. You know, they waited basically until the last minute, but they still did it before he got on charter. But he was on his way to get on the charter.
Yeah, he helped him just win a series against the Yankees.
So I doubt if everybody goes and it's status quo and everybody gets on the charter, that's the way it's going to be. It's who doesn't get on the charter. That's something to watch for because that's something really to keep a look at right now. And I don't know when they're flying out. Like typically, probably in the afternoon sometime. They'll leave sometime this afternoon and get down to Dallas. So I don't know. But if it's status quo and they're in Dallas, you're not going to see a change, in my opinion. Yeah, you're not going to have them there and then have them come back.
Yeah, I mean, I think this notion of the same offense as last year and things like that. That's kind of the point, though. Last year, they were an average offense. The year before, they were bad. This year, they're historically bad offensively.
You had a guy that was second MVP, and you thought that was going to carry you.
Yeah, and regression happens with guys. It's all happening at once. But also, that's what I'm... Who have you seen that looks like in the last calendar year that has developed in a great way? Mikel Garcia and then Kyle Isbell. And as I told you, this is no shot at Kyle Isbell, but congratulations, you developed a number nine hitter and as your center fielder. Like, you know, where's the adjustment in season with some of these guys that have been struggling? There's only one player I've seen in season make the adjustment. And that was Vinny Pasquantino. He's the only guy that had a bad April that has turned his season around and is playing
had a
well.
Great season. I thought seriously when they were down 7-2 in St. Louis, came back and won that game. Like, those are usually the games they just lose. And I thought, okay, mentality switching. Things are changing. They showed the ability to come back in a game, you know, when they, you know, beyond four runs, what are we going to do? But they did, and they were able to win. I thought that would be the switch mentality for this team. It just wasn't.
We'll talk a little bit about the NBA here in about 10 minutes or so. NBA Finals tonight. Not just Paul Pierce's comments about the NBA in Kansas City, but let's talk Game 5, Pacers, Thunder, how it plays out. Plus, the random question of the day is 20 minutes away. We had another national pundit, though, talking about the Chiefs heading into the season, Bink. Sam Munson was on a podcast.
He's always great.
Yeah, no, great guy. And generally speaking, very, very knowledgeable. Oh, yeah. I disagree with this particular take of his. Here's what he had to say about the new top quarterback in the NFL.
I believe the best quarterback right now is Josh Allen. I think he's become the guy. For years, it was Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, you know, Brady, that generation, once they went, Mahomes took over. The start of Mahomes' career was absolutely mind-blowing. The last couple of years, though, he's not been that guy, and really it's been Josh Allen. I think you can make a case for a couple of other people, but Allen's combination of freak show wow plays, like everything he can do with his arm, the cheat code that is his short yardage ability, like his athleticism, the fact that he basically does not take sacks. I mean, one of the lowest sack rates, pressure to sack rates you're going to find anywhere. Like utterly absurd analytics numbers behind him as well. I think Allen's the guy right now.
Josh Allen's number two in the league for me. I think he's amazing. He won MVP. He's the second best quarterback to me pretty clearly in the NFL at this point in time. But it's amazing how quickly the narrative has shifted. Now, by the way, I kind of love this for Mahomes. I really do. I think he's the type of player that is fueled by stuff like this happening. I really believe that. After the way the Super Bowl went and people now questioning him, questioning the team, I think that kind of stuff actually, if you're a Chiefs fan, you should love the more and more this stuff comes out, because I do buy into that fueling his offseason and fueling him heading in to the start of the season and a chance the first couple weeks of the year to remind people who they are. What did you make of that? You can say Josh Allen's great, but we don't have to act like he's the best quarterback in football.
It's kind of the flavor of the week kind of mentality that the national, I mean, I like Sam. I think he does a great job, but I just think people forget and need to be reminded. Mahomes has never not gone to the Super Bowl or the AFC title game. Like that's never been done in football. And I think people forget how tough it is to go to seven straight AFC title games. So Josh Allen, you can say what you want. Yeah, he had a great year, and I'll give Josh Allen credit because he was winning without Stephon Diggs, and he won with other weapons on that team. They were scoring the most in the league by doing things like that by Josh Allen. But I keep hearing this, and then I look at reality. And Mahomes is 4-0 versus Josh Allen in the playoffs. Now, if Mahomes is 0-4 against Josh Allen in the playoffs, you have something to talk about. The Chiefs' offense hasn't always been the greatest, but they found a way to beat the Buffalo Bills, and they found a way to beat Josh Allen. Regular season, yeah, he's, what, 3-1 against Mahomes. Good for Josh Allen. He's 0-4 in the playoffs against Mahomes. Again, from Missouri, show me. Show me you can beat him. They haven't. But I think Mahomes gets slighted. I think if Josh Allen went to seven straight AFC title games and racked up three Super Bowl MVPs, everybody be talking about the greatness of Josh Allen, not like they're doing it now. Or Lamar Jackson, had Lamar Jackson gone, or Joe Burrow, or any of them gone to seven straight AFC title games, you'd be putting roses at their damn feet. Mahomes does it every year, and people don't talk about it. I saw the Chiefs get a ton of crap for being in three Super Bowls. People are tired of them. I haven't heard one thing about the Panthers being in three straight Stanley Cups. They're the Chiefs on ice. Like, I have not heard one thing, and granted, more people watch the NFL than NHL, but I haven't heard one thing about being tired of watching the Florida Panthers, even though that's the Chiefs. Three straight Stanley Cups, three straight Super Bowls for the Chiefs.
I understand that, but I think in the same breath, you can say that for just like for Allen, the same goes for Mahomes, and that winning doesn't tell the entire story, because if that was the case, then Brock Purdy's the second-best quarterback in football, if it's just... I know he hasn't won anything,
but here's the one thing, Drew. Can you name one of the quarterbacks gone to seven straight AFC title games? You can't. You can't even mention Brady.
But I'm telling you, Brock Purdy went to, what was it, four straight? I mean, Brock Purdy, like, because to me, I don't think
But Mahomes has rings.
I know that, but I don't think Brock Purdy belongs in the top 10 conversation in terms of quarterbacks.
I agree.
So you can't... The reason Josh Allen is not the best quarterback in the NFL is not because he's... The reason why he's not number two or not number one is not because he hasn't won anything. You know, the reason why he's considered the best.
So you take the number one and two receivers away from other teams and quarterbacks, they don't go to the Super Bowl.
I think the number one
lost his one and two. Yeah, Hollywood came back at, what, 9 catches on the year. He lost his 1-2 for basically the season and still made it to the Super Bowl.
I agree with you, but I think if you, like, because I think for your argument, if you took away the offensive line that Josh Allen has had and the defenses, he doesn't look nearly as good without the offensive line that he has.
That 13-second game came with the number one scoring defense in the NFL, where Mahomes went down to 13 seconds and tied it up. That was against the number one scoring defense in the NFL. Yeah, Chiefs have had some good defense with Mahomes lately, but never like that. That was elite. But I'm just saying, we keep hearing this with Allen and stuff, but we hear about these guys. He's 0-4 against Mahomes in the playoffs, but that doesn't seem to matter to anybody, Drew.
I know. Well, but that's because winning doesn't mean everything.
Evidently, it should, but winning doesn't seem to matter to anybody in the national media. It doesn't matter at all.
Generally, I don't subscribe to the QB win-loss stuff because it can be misleading, to Drew's point. I think the difference is we are comparing. This was our argument about other quarterbacks before as well. When you're having like a Brady and Mahomes debate, you are talking about very specific things because that it's a debate about being the best, not very good. Yeah. So Josh Allen, nobody's disputing. Josh Allen is awesome. And I think he's the second best quarterback in the league. So when we're comparing the two, when we're having a best conversation, to me, that's when the wins would matter more. Not in a historical conversation like somebody that we think is the 10th best quarterback compared to the 20th. That's a little bit different. We're talking about being the best in the league. And the one thing that can swing it when we're doing this, I do think, is the rings and the head-to-head. If we were just having a conversation in general, like, if Trevor Lawrence would have found a way to win 12 games last year, but he overall hasn't won anything and he threw 7 interceptions or something crazy. Like, it's a different conversation. We're talking about Brady and Mahomes. The head-to-head stuff matters and the wins matter. We're talking about Mahomes and Allen. I think the head-to-head stuff and the wins do matter because it's such a tight gap that exists. It's not a large one.
I can make an argument that Joe Burrow had a better season than Josh Allen last year.
Yeah, Brock Purdy went to
Jackson had a better season.
Two
than
NFC
he did.
Title games.
Patrick Mahomes
not
had
four, by the way.
I don't even know like the numbers for Josh Allen. If you're box score watching, Josh Allen didn't have as good of a season as Jared Goff, as Joe Burrow, as Lamar Jackson. Like, the fact that Josh Allen won MVP fatigue, whatever it is, the voting voter fatigue, is the reason why Lamar Jackson did not win MVP this past season. Because you look at just the comps directly, whether it's completion percentage,
Lamar was better in every category.
Lamar was better in every
but
single
Josh
category.
Josh found a way to score almost 31 points a game with an offense. You're going, who? Who's on that team? You know what I'm saying? Like, he found a way to still score a ton of points talent.
It is fair to also say they played the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins, who all did not make the playoffs.
And the
last
Chiefs
year.
Had three. Actually, I think Mahomes, you can make an argument, this is the toughest year for the Chiefs to win the division.
So I think
when you have three teams make the playoffs.
I think we disagree. It sounds like Drew's trying to make the case that Josh Allen shouldn't be the one we're comparing him to anyway. I think he wants Lamar or Joe Burrow to be compared to him, not Josh Allen. It's kind of what I'm getting
I think Lamar fits more into the conversation just based on what we've seen him do consecutively over time. I don't know if it's just. It seems like a lot of people regarding Josh Allen, they don't have the conversation with Lamar Jackson, where if we're having just those three in the conversation, people think that Josh Allen does more with less than anybody else does in the NFL. And I kind of disagree with that just from the standpoint of, if you're going to make that case, then I think you have to include Lamar Jackson in the exact same conversation, where he has more MVPs. He is playing in a tougher division, and he has never had a wide receiver like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, but he had Derrick Henry in the backfield.
I know, but James Cook is a top five running back. I mean, we're talking about.
You had Derrick Henry in the backfield.
I understand that, but I think you're comparing. We're talking about throwing the football.
I think Zay Flowers and Bateman are decent players.
Well, we can get back to. We're late for a break, guys.
We are
way
very late.
Sorry about that. Up next,
Lamar should be in there though.
Let's get to the random question of the day. Let's talk more about the NBA Finals Game 5 tonight, and Paul Pierce saying the NBA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, should be in KC. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon producing the show. Jay Binkley is in for Cody the next, I don't know, what, 6-7 shows or so. Cody's playing Dance Dad. I shouldn't say playing. He is Dance Dad. He's down in Dallas. A little dance competition for the family.
I didn't know Cody danced.
I think he would if you gave him an opportunity.
So he sings and dances.
Yes. He might the text win. Line has pointed out over and over since his new song, The Royals Are Winless.
Did he do a dance?
No. Anything at this point would work. But the song did not. I know he'll say the song was about Jack Caglione, but the team is 0-6 since the Caglione song. Just saying. And I thought it was a good song, too.
It did sound great.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 10 minutes or so. We'll also talk more Royals baseball at 1 o'clock. Bink, appreciate you filling in, man. You told us about your Father's Day weekend and everything as well. You were out at a local brewery, which was very typical Bink weekend, it sounded like.
It was a Cody Gold garage sale weekend.
Yeah, it was from last year's garage sale. Listener, you guys got that
Zach
organized.
And John, great guys. Mm-hmm. Man, fun time. Talking a lot of sports.
How long were you there?
During the whole Royals game. I mean, it was a good couple hours.
You told us something that, if on video, they might be able to see. They might be able to see on video about the Mountain Dew bottle.
Not quite.
Oh, it's got a new label? This one doesn't.
No, not the label. But you said somebody was upset with you while you were out and about.
There was a couple of guys there that were having some spitting, and I guess some people were insulted by it.
So much so that
you got
asked
spitting
to...
everywhere?
No, it wasn't me.
You got asked to stop spitting by a customer somewhere.
I guess someone said something about it. I was like, it's legal.
So, did
have you ever been told to stop?
Dogs going brewery. So,
have you ever been told
dogs
to stop?
Waz or whatever in those things.
Have you ever been told to stop spitting before?
Never been told that.
Never.
Never. This is the first. Probably first for him too. So,
did you stop?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did though.
We switched cups.
So you didn't stop. You just switched cups. Or yeah. They just gave you. A
I stopped
cup.
In that cup and went to a different one.
Okay.
But it was loud too because we were brought them by the facility.
This morning there was almost, real quick, and then we'll move on. There was almost a catastrophe before the show. Almost the point where Bink wasn't going to be able to fill in. We got done with our show meeting.
Yep.
Got done with the show meeting.
But I was catching Drew before he went to quick
trip. In complete panic. Complete panic.
Shuffling the bag around. Throwing
stuff all over the place. Trying to figure out where everything's at. Where's the chew? Where's the chew? He's like, Drew, have you left for quick trip yet? And then you go, hold on.
I knew he was going to go get his
You couldn't find
ounces.
Your, what is it, winter green, long cut, fresh, whatever, something. Yep. I don't know what it's called.
I thought Drew was going to go pick me a can, like you had to do one day.
Drew offered again.
He did, but I found it.
I did offer this time.
But there was no need for it. Would that have been a first for you, Drew?
Getting chew at a gas station? Yeah, that would have been a first.
Drew buys it all the time.
I was here his first time slamming a beer. I was the first time he shot a firework. This would have been another first.
What would you do without Bink, man? He's pushing the limits.
Young Drew.
Pushing the limits. Someone says, Chew is so cool, Bink.
It's for the mighty listeners.
All right. NBA Finals tonight, Game 5. FanDuel has the Thunder as 9.5-point favorites. We know this series overall has been more competitive than a lot of people would have thought, but it has the feeling of, all right, is now where the Thunder just kind of show more like what everybody thought the series would be. They took one there in Indianapolis, of course, which they needed. Otherwise, they would have been down 3-1, and we'd have a completely different conversation. It feels like that was the one that we're going to look back to many years from now and say, how close were the Pacers to winning an NBA title? And now the Thunder, to me, are going to rattle off a couple wins. Do you kind of agree with that?
I do, because once you steal that one, it's kind of like, okay, that was the hurdle. That was an emotional moment there for Oklahoma City.
I mean, if you even go back to watching how the game played, which is, I think, part of what makes this series so fascinating for people who only pay attention to, like, the stars and everything like that, you're missing out on a fantastic series, I think, in terms of strategy, role players. Alex Caruso had 20 points. And if you were to say, if Alex Caruso has 20 points, the Thunder should be killing it.
Or the last minute with the Pacers. That's a different team.
It's been Alex Caruso. It's been TJ McConnell, who is outstanding, even though they lost the game. And in the series in general, he's been great. Ben Matherin's been really good in certain spots. You know, Chet Holmgren had a great game. Like, amidst Shea doing what he does, role players figuring out a way how to basically make the difference, the ultimate difference in the game is kind of what this series has been all about. You can go game after game and really pinpoint four or five different players for each team. And that, it felt like the Pacers losing that one was a bit of a gut punch. I'm interested to see how they come out tonight, because if you're the Thunder, obviously you need to come out hot and you're going to come out motivated. Let's go up 3-2. If you're the Pacers, I wonder what the mentality is going to be, how they're going to start after the way that they lost in Game 4, because obviously, as you mentioned, that might be their best chance, Gold. We look back and it's like, man, if they could have won that game, they go up 3-1. Even if they drop Game 5, they're still going back home with a chance to clinch
Huge
it and
difference.
End it. You know, it is definitely a big difference, especially the way that the Pacers play. They play a lot better traditionally at home. The fans are loud, of course. They tend to play better at home.
I think their style, they're just faster, more confident at home, understandably so. We saw that in their games there in Indianapolis. I just don't know if even though they stole Game 1, as you were kind of saying, I mean, the way the games looked at Indianapolis were so different. And I don't
Pace
know.
Pace of play was under control and everything.
And I don't know if they can do that tonight.
It's going to be a grind.
Against the Thunder.
I'm still surprised where you said that if they win a title, it means more than when the Colts won with Manning. I know that Indiana's the basketball state and all that, but that really floored me.
I think if you asked 10 people, I bet you at least 7 or 8 out of 10 would say the Pacers.
Let's ask 10 people.
Well, we're not in Indianapolis now, so we can't do that, unfortunately.
Well, you have family there.
The craziest part about
this
series...
Your family, you can go ask them?
They're not all Pacers fans, are they?
Well, they could ask this question.
Yeah, we're all Pacers fans.
Okay. But have your family ask the question.
I can do
have
that.
Have them call 10 people.
The thing that I think that's fascinating about this series, really interesting, the Pacers, when they score 110 points or more, they're undefeated. They have not lost a game. If they haven't, they've lost every game. So if they score 110... That's like the mark, and that is the line. I find that one of the more interesting little facts for them, just the entire postseason. It's not just the series.
Drew, one thing I like about you, and the only thing, is the fact that how many sports you like. You like watching everything. Like talk, I can talk NASCAR. We had Kyle Larson on right before the Kansas Speedway race. You know, I mean, things like this, Drew, and college football and everything else, because you're a fan of everything. But I haven't heard you talk much about the NHL.
I think the hockey play, I think this series is, man, it's hard to say that. I don't like saying that it's, I think it's as good as the NBA series for different reasons. Obviously, the NHL series being as good as it's been in terms of overtime games and thrilling comebacks and all that stuff. It's been an all-timer.
Could be over tomorrow night.
They're through five games or four?
It's 3-2 Panthers. And it's, again, it's their third straight Stanley Cup. They've won. If they win this one, it'd be two
and
in a row.
Cash Out, bro, ironically enough, is in worse position for, he's in, I mean, he's just in bad shape, I guess, in general.
He's going to get nothing is the way it's
Thunder and then the Oilers to win. And the Oilers being down, I don't know what the odds are now for the Oilers to win it.
But that? Would you cash that?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, we would have cashed.
123,000, 107,000 would have cashed. It became very clear, though, he was never going to cash out, and he enjoys the incentive from it. And he's going to end up losing his shot at 270,000 or 123,000. Tomorrow night is game six. Oilers, Panthers. Panthers are favorites in that game. To win the Stanley Cup, the Panthers are minus 400. So the Oilers are 3-1. That's what he's
the furthest championship.
That is the only thing.
Teams, the furthest in distance.
It's in Florida.
See,
they could wrap it up.
If you're the Panthers, I think you almost have to. Edmonton for game seven would just be a.
No, it wouldn't be that. If the Oilers win, it would go to 3-3.
No, he's.
Game seven. Okay.
If you're the Panthers, you should end it tomorrow night.
Yeah, they have
otherwise, I think Edmonton might actually pull it. Can you imagine if he actually I don't know. I don't want to consider it luck, but I think there actually is some. There's obviously luck involved in this. How lucky is he if the Thunder win and the Oilers come back and win? Backs up against the wall.
Oh,
and he bags 270 grand in the process. That man's going to be relentless.
Did you know the Oilers stop here to fuel their plane?
I did not.
They stopped in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the biggest distance between any teams that have been in a championship, the distance between the Panthers and the Oilers. But the Oilers plane stops here to fuel up.
We know you've. Every time I think about the hockey, I watch the hockey being, I think about you because you get more excited.
I know a lot of stupid stuff.
You don't like watching the basketball. Like, have you even watched a game of the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
I
just like watching sports, man. I love seeing Indiana.
I know that you're all about the hockey.
The game and all that. But yeah, I try to watch them all. I mean, I watch baseball every freaking night.
No baseball tonight. It's an off day.
Well, like I like MLB Big Inning. We can watch 4-1.
Binks watching Rockies White Sox.
Oh gosh,
I'm looking forward to that.
Are they playing each other right now?
Yeah, no, it'll be 4th of July series.
we've looked ahead to this.
Yikes!
I'm looking forward to that series. And you know what? The White Sox are a better team than the Rockies. They're not quite the
random question.
All right, random question of the day for you, Bing, for you, Drew, and of course, the text line, 913-586-7965. I'll take it over today. Tomorrow, we'll have you do a random question, maybe, and then we'll work through it. You guys may have saw the news, Tim Hortons, thinking of Canada, Tim Hortons is coming to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think Blue Springs, right? And I feel like at this point, other than...
You're a hockey town when that happens.
I feel like other than In-N-Out, we have about every chain I would personally want in the area. So I'm asking you the question, what's the one national or regional chain we now don't have that you want? We got Whataburger.
Yep.
We got Tim Hortons just showed up. We got Dunkin' Donuts. Yep. We've got any of these newer ones that have come in the area over the last decade or so.
Yep.
Is there one left, Texliner, for you guys?
Yes, there is. Yes, I'd like to have an In-N-Out burger too, but that's not the answer. The answer is something that used to be here, but is not. And you have to go other places for it. And I believe in your hometown of Indianapolis, they have these White Castles.
Like we used to have White Castles.
We don't want any more. What I'm saying is if we had one come back, it would be awesome. He said if they, could have come back or whatever, but yes, come back because now the grocery store is the only place to get them. But when I went to Cincinnati, the time for the Royals and the 15 All-Star game was about White Castles. I know some people hate them. Oh, they're great.
They have in St. Louis.
Columbia, they've got them too.
Almost stopped on the way back from St. Louis a couple weeks ago, but we did not when Cody and I were driving.
I would
back.
Love to see a White Castle back in Kansas City.
So I think that's popular. In-N-Out is like the only last one. And I know some people people are already texting in Bojangles. What about you, Drew?
In-N-Out's really only a Cali thing, isn't it? I mean, that's basically
it's in Dallas.
Is it? Oh, it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Bojangles, it doesn't come to mind exactly because I haven't thought of anything. Man, I really wish that was here because for the most part, I think everything is is here, but I think Bojangles is a good pull. I would say Circle K or Speedway gas stations.
Oh, so you just want a gas? We already have we got Buc-ee's coming already.
Yeah,
Buc-ee's I don't need a Circle
coming.
K when I got Buc-ee's and
the
Quick
reason
Trip
why too, I think know? Circle K is so is good is they're for me in particular for somebody who gets as much soda as they do.
Drew came in with a 44-ounce Code Red again today.
This at a Circle K, at least in Indy, which I would assume it's everywhere for the most part. I know state taxes are different, but in Indy, that instead of costing like $1.80, it's like a dollar. Saves me 80 cents every time.
So it's in and out for you?
That would be my answer
go
at
with
this
Circle
point.
K gas station.
I like that too. So.
Yeah. Text line, someone says Papadoe or Papadoe. That they have that in Houston. They had a couple of those.
What is that, a pizza place?
No, they have a couple. It's weird. There's Papacitos as well. Like they have a Mexican restaurant. They have a seafood one. They have a steakhouse one, like, so it's like it's Papacitos,
what about Hunt's Brothers Pizza, Drew?
I haven't had Hunt Brothers Pizza before.
I haven't either, but it's advertised everywhere, but I don't know where one is.
I think you'll appreciate this, Bank. There's somebody who took their wife to Colombia for a day to go to a White Castle.
Wow. That's,
from the 913.
Someone says Taco Cabana. Have you ever had Taco Cabana? So those also, only place I've ever had that was in Houston. Not bad. Yeah, Taco Cabana's not bad. I actually like a Del Taco. You ever had Del Taco? It's usually out west. It's more of an out. It's a fast food. It's like it's same, you know, type of pricing and stuff as a Taco Bell or something like that. I think it's way better.
St. Joe had a taco deal that we don't have in Kansas City. They have one in St. Joe.
What?
It's that whole, you know, potato in a pound or something like that, where you get a pound of the tater tots or something. I forgot what it was.
Taco John's? We have Taco
no,
John's.
No, but it was something we didn't have.
Okay, yeah, Taco John's. Yeah, Drew, you've had Taco John's.
I think that was something that we talked about on the show. I have not had Taco John's or whatever.
Drew, there is a Hunt Brothers right by you.
Potato Lays, sorry.
That's it. Fairfax Traffic Way, KCK is Hunt Brothers is a gas station, so it's supposed to be great gas station pizza, but they have one at KCK, Drew.
Yeah, you're definitely talking about Taco John's thing. We have those.
Okay.
So. Del Taco, I actually like. Here's a couple other names we haven't mentioned. Let's see. Someone says Brahms. Yeah, that's come up a lot. Emporia, I think, is the
Brahms
closest
are awesome.
One. Isn't Emporia the closest one?
And Pittsburgh's got them, too.
Okay, Emporia, Pittsburgh. Someone else says Steak and Shake. Well, we've had those. They just closed some of the locations, but we've had those. Runza. So that's obviously a huge thing in Nebraska.
We used to have one right down the road.
Yeah, I've had
There's
it in Nebraska.
Runza right over here.
I don't know. Like, I've had it. People love it up in Nebraska. I don't know. Maybe if we, you know.
There's one like five. I don't know if it's still there. Is it still there?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a Runza like 5 minutes from here.
A lot of Bojangles on the text line.
Bojangles is really good. I like Bojangles. I'm not missing out, though, on it, but I think Bojangles is great.
Someone says Uncle D's, Bink. Uncle D's.
Yeah, it was a legend.
Yeah. Now I'm convinced people have just tuned in, and I'll meet Reader, and they're just naming restaurants because people are naming places we already have. The question was just, now Tim Hortons is coming to Kansas City, so what, like, national chain or international chain do you wish we had in
Somebody
Kansas
said Cookout. I think Cookout. I've had it one time.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't know what it is.
What is Cookout?
It's like a burger joint, essentially. It's another. I don't want to compare
out of?
It. I couldn't tell you.
It says fresh shakes, barbecue burgers, barbecue. Is it like a Steak and Shake type place?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I think it's. I don't want to call it overrated because I've only had it one time enough to say
North
that it's
Carolina.
Overrated. But it's fine. I don't think it's worth what. The hype is about
White Castle's the easy answer. At least Hy-Vee has them. I can get them frozen.
Oh, well, frozen. Yeah. Yeah. The Cookout is in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi.
I've had it in Tennessee. That's where I had it.
Menu hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, nuggets, and quesadillas. They just threw in the quesadillas for the hell of it, I guess.
So, Bink, you like it in bubble guts. That's why you like White Castle.
I've never had it with that.
Had stomach issues.
Nope.
You've never had gas.
Nope. Not with White Castle.
There's no
Matter
way.
Of fact, there's
I
a lot of
lying.
People that say they hate Skyline Chili, and I actually like that.
I've never had Skyline.
Really?
I've never had Skyline
I actually
Skyline
did
chili.
Like Skyline Chili.
That's crazy that you've never.
I'm more of a Burrow guy than you if you've never had Skyline Chili, Drew.
I don't know if he's had that before.
I'm sure he has.
Okay, somebody says Checkers or Rallies. Is there not a. I might be thinking of. Another place that I've lived. Is there not like a Rally's here?
No.
Or like a Checkers?
No.
Oh, that might be my answer, actually.
And this is why this is a damn shame. Do you know where White Castle was founded?
Here, right? In Kansas?
Nope. Kansas, yes. Wichita. Okay. And the fact there's not one here.
Yeah, Pizza Hut as well.
When
right?
It was founded in, well, the state that we're in. But I can't just go get one. That's a shame.
Wichita's a test market for some reason.
People don't like it, Bink. It doesn't matter whether it was
here. What
else
was Wichita? Was it Sonic?
Pizza Hut, I thought.
Was it Pizza Hut?
I thought it was Pizza Hut. Or am I off on that? I thought Wichita was Pizza Hut.
Sonic.
Wichita is a test market for a lot of these places. I don't know why. A lot of people mentioning Spangles. I had that when I lived in Wichita. It is all over Kansas. They just don't have them up here, I don't think. But, yeah.
Dick's Last Resort. That
seems like such a Drew place.
I've never been there. My brother and sister have been. I've never been. There's one in downtown Indianapolis, actually.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Have you ever been to St. Elmo's in Indianapolis?
Of course he has, I'm sure.
Shrimp cocktail.
Oh, we've talked about it. I have never been there.
Oh, wow, Drew. Can you tell me one other fact about Indianapolis, your home city, that people wouldn't realize? There's something that stands out about Indianapolis that stands out above other cities in this country.
To you?
No, just anybody. It's the largest city in the union to what?
I don't know.
To not have a navigable body of water. They have rivers up there, but not navigable body of water.
Hold on.
To navigate on. Okay. It's the largest American city that you don't have that.
Technically, so the canal.
But there's the White River and stuff like that there, but it's not.
They've got the canal.
But it doesn't count.
You could, theoretically.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, you don't get into the canal. Downtown Indy. You don't do that.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a beautiful area. About Indianapolis that I'm surprised you didn't know.
How often do you go on the body of water in Kansas City, Missouri, Bank?
Yeah, how often are you jumping in the Missouri River?
I don't. But what I'm saying is, but you see boats going up and down all the time. That's what stands out about Indy.
That's the random question of the
That was pretty random.
Day. That was.
Up next, 1 o'clock hour, let's talk more about the Royals, play a little blame game. It's something everybody's doing on social media, so we'll try to play along with you. And the U.S. Open, it was brutal, and you guys totally disagree with me, but I'll tell you why it was next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.